sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Hump Day Wednesday, August 13th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you this morning right out of the box. Tony and his team over at Northern Michigan RV would love for you to come and see them. All you have to do is walk in, sit down with one of their sales consultants. Give them the VIN number of your vehicle. They will take you for a tour of their inventory out in the Gaylord location. Very easy to get to right off of I-75. Exit 282, which is M32. You head west to Walgreens. Head north to Expressway Court. 277 Expressway Court. With your VIN number, they will absolutely show you the inventory they have that your vehicle, the one you own already, you don't have to go out and get a new truck or anything like that. Whatever vehicle you have, they will show you what inventory they have that will match your vehicle perfectly. It'll tow level, it'll tow easy, and you can basically get a spare bedroom, kitchen, and bath in your driveway for less than $5 a day. $149 a month. Nothing down. Walk away with a brand new spare guest bedroom in your driveway. And by the way, you're ready to go to Florida this winter. The almanac has come out. It's going to start getting cold in September. We are going to see the leaves start changing colors earlier this year. No Indian summer. All kind of indicators have already been out there. Number one, on the cows' necks, they've got thicker hair. The squirrels, they've noticed, are storing away nuts earlier than usual. Dude, this is the middle of summer, the dog days of summer in the 80s. All the way through the end of this calendar of August. 85, 90s are coming. It's going to be a scorcher. It is coming. But all of these indicators are coming out, and they're saying this is going to be a brutal winter, and it's going to start early. Well, you may want to take off after Thanksgiving. Some people wait until after Christmas. But then get the heck out of Michigan, because it's going to be snowy, it's going to be cold, and it's going to be brutal. So I recommend getting over to Northern Michigan RV, give them your VIN number, have them show you the inventory. Get the best financing you can get, the best price you can get. If you're a veteran, wait until you're done negotiating the deal and then tell them you're a veteran, they'll knock an additional $500 off. They don't charge any garbage fees, no doc prep, no, you know, dealer preparation, no nothing. They don't charge those garbage fees. Destination fees, delivery fees, storage fees, document prep fees. Nope, 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 nope. None of it. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Tell them to show you the inventory that your vehicle can haul and get out of Dodge at least for January and February if you can. This is a phenomenal opportunity. Go take advantage of what they're willing to show you and be prepared. Ask the Vet is in the house in the next segment. Text me your questions for Dr. Jeff, Sioux Animal Hospital. Short break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment on this Wednesday, as usual, joining us in this time slot is Dr. Jeff up at the Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, Jeff, I have a couple of leftover text messages from last week. that I put some saran wrap on and put them in the refrigerator. Sure. And I just busted them out and took off the wrap. They still smell good, so I think we're okay to eat these. So,
all right.
Hey, one of the text messages came in. Elderly couple has a grandchild that is looking to try to talk mom and dad into getting her a horse. Mom and dad have a farm-like building. They have a barn already. They own 20 acres up there in, I believe they said, Kinross, Pickney. I forget the area. But anyway, zoning is okay. Grandpa's already called the township and went around mom and dad to find out that it's okay for them to have a horse there on the property. They have a fence, but it probably needs to be expanded or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Explain the process to Grandpa, who wants to get major brownie points with his granddaughter and doesn't want to tick off the mom and dad. He wants to buy her a horse.
Okay.
Oh. How would you recommend to him that he handles this situation?
Well, it's it can be a very complicated situation because I've bought and sold a lot of horses in the past, and it is a lot like buying a used car. The one thing I can say, the cheapest part of any animal that you get, whether dog, cat, horse, or whatever, is getting it. There's acquisition costs. Okay. So, don't go out looking for the cheapest horse because you're going to get what you pay for. All right. You're going to get a horse that you either can't ride, has behavioral issues, not necessarily, obviously I'm speaking in generalities, or has something wrong with it or things like that. And the most expensive horse you can have is a horse you can't ride. Unless you just want, they call them pasture puffs. And some people just like, they'll take older retired horses and they just like taking care of them and having them on pasture, which is great too, if that's something you're looking for. But I'm pretty sure that this girl wants to ride.
Yes, she does. Grandpa said she wants to ride, and he said she needs riding lessons the whole nine yards.
I would start with the riding lessons first before you buy a horse.
Okay.
For 100%. You're going to have some time going into it like that. But, get the riding lessons. Make sure she's actually really – I'm assuming that she's not had a horse before or anything like that.
So never had a horse.
Yep. So you really want – this is how I did it. Honestly, this is how I did it with my stepdaughter all right, well, let's start with riding lessons. And let's see if you really want – you really understand this and you really like it because you're gonna fall off and you're gonna get it's a horse, it happens, but you want to make sure that she doesn't fall off and then all of a sudden she's scared and she doesn't want to be on the horse anymore.
Okay, you bring up a good point. Where does people go for riding lessons and how much does it cost?
Well, you got to call around. Right now, I cost, I think I still even take riding lessons occasionally. You can always improve. There's always people better. You can always improve and stuff like that. I think I paid $50 for an hour.
Okay, $50 an hour.
Like I said, that's what I paid. It's going to depend on the trainer, yada, yada, yada.
How did you find this person?
Well, the person that I'm taking lessons from is a person that runs the stable I board my horses at. So I kind of have an in right there. I'll text you that. I'm a little reluctant to say call her because I'm not sure if
she's no. What I'm asking is, do these people advertise? Can you do a Google search and find writing lessons?
Yeah, you can do a Google search. Yep.
Okay.
But the and I will follow up on that too later. Maybe we'll hit next week. But anyway, the but yeah, definitely there's people up here around here that do riding lessons. And one of the things that I would do is get on Facebook. There's a couple pages. One's Eastern Upper Peninsula Horsemen's Association.
Okay.
Something like that. Obviously, Tri-County Horsemen's Association, which is what
okay, got it.
What I'm in.
Got it. Yep. So so basically start off with the riding lessons.
Yeah.
Then after they take the riding lessons and they really love it and she's more excited about a horse now, then at that point you then need to start looking at buying a horse. Now, let me back the bus up in reverse. I'm mom and dad. The teenage daughter is 15 years old.
Yep.
And grandpa is kind of wanting to do this to surprise the family and to, like I said, earn major brownie points with this granddaughter forever. He'll be the favorite grandpa on planet Earth until, you know, he dies.
Yep.
Is this a situation where owning a horse in, Kinross, let's just say Kinross, okay?
Sure.
20 acres. They've got a barn that was there when they bought the house, might need a fence, whatever. What are we looking at as far as mom and dad's cost of it? Is grandpa's buying the horse, paying for the horse, getting the horse there? What is the parents looking at as far as, you know, improvements to the barn, the fence, the upkeep, and then the food costs? What are we looking at?
Well, for you'd want to make sure the fence is up and the fence is good, and you don't have to buy super. You can spend as much as you want. You know, you can get nice three rail steel fencing for, you know, $8 a foot, a linear foot. So yeah, which is really expensive. When I had my pastures, and actually that's what I'm going to be doing this weekend, is putting my temporary pasture up. Because I'm about ready to move my horses home, is I use poly tape from Tractor Supply Company, which is electric. It's like an electric fence kind of thing. And it's pretty inexpensive. I think I can fence in a couple acres for a couple $100. You know, it depends on what you have your setup. It's kind of hard to say exactly what your setup is, but you can run three strands of poly tape, or I wouldn't use electric fence, just the wire one with the horses, just because they can see it. That works okay with cattle. With the horses, I like having that poly tape, which is like a wide flat electrical tape that they can see it. But you run three strands of that on T-posts, and you can fence in pretty large area.
The T-posts, you just pound in the ground with the pounder?
Yep.
Okay, got it. And how far apart are the stakes?
As far as you want. I think I put mine about every 10 feet.
Every 10 feet, you got like $6-7 for a T-stake, a T-post, and you pound it in the ground, and then you buy this tape, and how high off the ground are they?
Oh, I usually put one on the top, one about, for horses, I probably about 18, 24 inches off the bottom, and then split the difference with the middle one.
In the middle. So you're using like 6 foot, 6.5 foot stakes?
Probably, yeah.
8 footer?
Six or 8 foot, yeah.
Okay, got it. So then, basically, we got the fence.
Yep.
How much does it cost to feed a horse?
You figure about a half a bale of hay per day per horse. So if you had one horse for a year, so 300, so you would need theoretically 360 bales, or half that, 180 bales.
Okay.
And I always go up a little bit because you figure like, okay, you know, it's a little...
200 bales?
Yeah, so I'd call it 200 bales, and I'm buying hay this year for $450 a bale. So whatever that means.
You got $1,000.
Yeah. Yep.
200 times five. Yep. Okay.
So
basically, that's how much money she's got to make in her part-time job, or dad's willing to give her chores equal to basically her being able to provide basically about $100 a month for the food.
Yeah. You know, and then I'd say average vet costs a year, probably about $500.
$500
and getting the teeth done and everything that you need to do.
Right.
And then farrier, which we can actually, this is an excellent segue Yeah. Don't forget, you got to get the feet trimmed every 6 to 8 weeks during the summer. They don't grow quite as much, quite as fast during the winter. But I just came back from this past weekend and on my first lessons of Farrier College. So that was interesting. So
is this something they can do themselves, or do they have to hire you?
You can learn to do it yourself. You need to have somebody show you how to do it, and you really need to have a lot of training to do it. Okay, so I would recommend, especially if this is your first horse and like that, to have somebody come out and do it. I mean, it's just it's worth it.
So this is something you could do kind of on your farm days. If you had enough advance notice, you could schedule with others in the area and then come over and teach them how to do it.
I'm not ready to start scheduling Farrier stuff yet. I know we have people calling already. I'm like, whoa, I just started.
how much training does that require for you to go through?
There's quite a bit. I sat and talked, and Dave Hillock, who's my instructor at Michigan State University, it was really cool. I was back home. I was back on Michigan State campus right at the horse barn where I started this whole adventure in 1988. We are literally, the shop now is literally the old garage that we used to park our tractors in when I worked there. So
that's love it.
Cool. So what I did this week, or this time, I went down, it's all blacksmithing. So when you become a certified farrier, part of that is you also have to be able to, you don't just nail on what they call quote unquote keg shoes, which is like the shoes you would buy from Tractor Supply Company or something like that, the pre-made ones.
Sure.
You don't fit the hoof to the shoe. You need to fit the shoe to the hoof, okay? And a lot of that obviously depends on forges and heating it and moving metal and shaping the horseshoe how it's supposed to go. And part of it is I have to be able to make a horseshoe from scratch too. So that was what we were working on. So
I got a text message from our pig farmer over in Onaway, John Palmer. He says he sells his hay for $5 a bale, but he has a question for Dr. Jeff.
Sure.
Why is horse people so particular with their hay?
Well, it's just because horses themselves are very particular with hay. And it's really funny. It's like if you listen to horse people talk about hay, it's almost like listening to people that imbibe in marijuana talk about different strains of marijuana, you know, like, well, it's leafy and that. But horses have a different kind of a digestive tract than cattle do. So what makes a good cow hay won't necessarily make a good horse hay.
Gotcha. Yep. So it has to do with their digestive system and whether it works for them or not.
Yeah, and whether it's moldy or not, horses are a lot more sensitive to mold and dust in there. You can cause a lot of respiratory problems, where with cattle, they just don't seem to
Eat anything. All right, very good. Well, I think, Keith, I think that's all the answers to your questions. If you have any more, you want to pick Dr. Jeff's brain, he's only $50 an hour to talk to you on the phone. So anyway, we're going to give out that phone number, area code up in Sault Ste. Marie, Sault Animal Hospital, 906-635-5910. Again, 906-635-5910. Please store that in your cell phone for Dr. Jeff. So we'll wrap it up here. 20 seconds, Jeff, real quick. Any final thoughts?
Fair time. We're getting close to our fair. Go out and support your local fair. Support your local 4-H's. That's the best place to buy meat from, is the 4-H market animals.
Absolutely. Greatly appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much for the information. Bottom of the hour news break of this hour number one here, a Hump Day Wednesday. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading